Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we are delighted that you are here. We've been looking forward to this call. Rod is a trance channel, meaning his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners will come through. We never know who it is, so it's a surprise and a lovely surprise to all of us. And so far, it's over 100 beings over his 20-year career. We will take questions in the order of call-in, and let me give you the call-in number, because if you are on a listen-only phone number, and there are two of those, and you want to ask a question, you need to hang up and call a different number. The question number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And there is an alternate number, if that one should be busy, 323-744-4831. That alternate number again is 323-744-4831. So we look forward to your questions, and let's go.
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome.
This is Venus.
Venus. Ooh, how appropriate.
I think so.
Thank you, Venus, for being here. This is wonderful.
My pleasure.
Okay. Would you tell us a little bit about who you are, your background, and what you do, what you specialize in?
Everybody knows who I am. I am the goddess of love. Everybody knows.
And that is wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay. Would you, since you are the goddess of love, can you address the progress of humanity in general now on the planet as to what percentage or however you want to give it of consciousness is more focused on love than on its so-called opposites?
Right now, you're about 38.25%.
Ah, okay.
So not bad.
Not bad at all. So that many people are conscious of love and of at least trying to remember to use more love in their daily lives, to live more love, as opposed to those who are unconscious of that. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that percentage of the people are consciously sending love to the world.
Ah, beautiful. Wonderful.
Yes, indeed.
So this certainly is part of...
And growing.
And growing, good. I hope so. We count on that.
Good.
So this is part of the manifestation process, is it not?
It is.
Do you have any special techniques that you can offer people to manifest their dreams and goals?
Well, let me first talk about sending love to others. I have observed that many of you place conditions on the love that you send. I will love you if you smile at me. I will love you if, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's not love. And it doesn't work. It doesn't help. Unconditional love. That's where you need to be. That will work. That will serve. and it will serve you as well as those you send it to.
Oh, that's beautiful. So unconditional means without limits, without you have to do it this way or that way.
No conditions, period.
None. Okay. Okay, so this is a place where almost everybody can improve the quality of the love they're sending, I would imagine.
Yes.
Okay.
And I ask you, I beg you, please do.
Please, everybody, do send the love every day.
Unconditional love.
Unconditional love. Okay. Wonderful. And I presume you mean also not just people, but animals and all life forms?
Indeed, I mean that.
And Mother Earth as well.
Yes. She needs your love.
Okay. How is she coming along in her ascension process?
She is healing well. And this is a really, really, really good thing. She needs to heal.
Okay. Great. Is there any place special on the planet where those who want to should consider focusing a special focus point of love? Any special needs that you would identify?
I would recommend instead that you send your love with a prayer that it goes where it's most needed. That way you're right on every time.
Okay.
Can't miss.
So you're talking wide open.
Indeed I am.
Instead of targeted. All right. Wonderful. Can you tell us what's going on in the Middle East as far as that appearing to be, to many of us, an area that needs more love than some others? Which may or may not be true, but what the condition of things in the Middle East right now is and what's happening with the various countries.
Those people have been manipulated shamelessly. But there is great hope because many of them are waking up to that manipulation. They are waking up to, oh no, we don't need to hate anybody. We don't need to kill anybody. And to that I say, fantastic.
That is fantastic. And also because much of that area is of the Muslim religion, which it's my understanding that love is not the central taught concept in that religion.
In that religion, it has been lost, shall we say.
Okay.
Which does not serve them.
No, it doesn't serve anybody.
Correct.
Right. Do you see what will happen to possibly transform or change in some way that religion into one that's more compatible with love, generally?
All religions are going to be transformed in the process that you're undergoing right now. And coming out the other side, they are going to be much more useful to mankind, shall we say, if they exist at all.
Ah, yes, I understand some are being really dissolved over a period of time, but particularly the Catholic religion?
That too, yes.
Okay. Beautiful. Now, since you are the goddess of love, would you address the concept of twin flames and sacred union partners?
Twin flames, as you know, dear one, when a spark comes from all that is, God, goddess, whatever you want to call it, as soon as it exits, it splits in two. One of those, generally one of those, stays in the world of spirit while the other is in the land of incarnation, if you will. That way they're always balanced and they serve much better. Now, it won't always be the same soul that's in the body or incarnate, but it will almost always be one here and one there, so to speak. So, that's the twin flame.
Yes.
For every person, there are many possible sacred union partners, which means that everybody has many possibilities in the world for somebody they can partner with and be more whole and be of more service, be more complete. For example, you, my dear, have in the world 973 possible sacred union partners.
Oh my goodness.
Now, they're not all where you live, but in the world, there are that many possibilities.
However, I have connected with one, correct?
That you have, and we are grateful for that.
So am I.
You two have much work to do. You know that you have that
yes.
to do. He knows that he has it to do as well.
Yes. And it sounds like with quite recent events, we will be able to get started in a bigger way very soon.
Correct.
Okay, we're up for it.
Remember you said that.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, good.
There may be times when I say, oh, can I have a little break? But no, we have work to do and it's important.
It is indeed.
Yes. So what's happening with relationships now to move people into a position where they are with a sacred union partner and have work to do?
There is a pressure, if you will, on everybody to do their work. And that includes to join with their a sacred union partner in order to do that much better. So if someone finds themselves in a relationship that is not serving, that is not working, then they will soon find themselves exiting that relationship. Now, it doesn't matter which of the two will cause the breakup. What matters is they each go and find a sacred union partner that will serve them, that will serve humanity, that will serve spirit, all the above.
Yes. Yes, good. Okay. Let me take a quick break here and give phone numbers again. If you are on a listen-only line, and there are two of those listed on the website, and instead you would like to ask a question, which we would welcome, please hang up and call a different number. The major number is toll-free. It's 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. There is a second line in case that one should come up busy or whatever. 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. Now, in order to schedule your own personal or with a partner or a group channeling session with Rod, the number to call, again toll-free, is 877-716-3488. Again, 877-716-3488 for a personal or couple or group channeling. Now, Venus, let's go to the planet Venus. Can you tell us...
Let me just make a comment on the announcement you just made.
Yes.
If I may, dear.
Please.
I want you to note that you can ask for a particular being, such as myself, to come through to talk to you, to give you advice, answer questions, etc. So, just wanted to point that out.
Thank you. Good information. Now, can you tell us the real story about the planet Venus, since from here, with regular human eyes, we see only clouds, a shrouded planet, but I certainly know it's different from that in reality. Can you address that?
It is that way. The clouds are there so that it is not obvious what the physical features of the planet are, so that you can each create that in your mind.
Oh, tell me more.
You get to visualize the planet Venus however you wish, as beautiful as you like.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
I think it serves.
Yes, okay. I imagine that it won't be too many years before we on Earth will have the ability to actually travel there, along with many other places, according to our desires.
Yes, that and many other freedoms are coming your way rather quickly.
Great. What about the many free energy devices that have been built or discovered or put together here on the planet, but many have been closely held because it has not been safe to bring them out? Can you tell us a bit about those and when we might expect to have more broad distribution?
There are many that are known about today that are, there's information available on the internet for many of these devices, such as the Keshi devices.
Yes.
Those are well known. And people are starting to employ them, and this is a good thing.
We have been told personally to get one or more Keshi devices to power our house once we purchase a house, and so it would be a permanent installation. Is that something that's doable now?
It is.
Aha.
There will be ongoing improvements, but those devices are available now and work now.
They work now. Okay. Is installation a big deal, or is it simple?
It's relatively simple.
Okay, what about feeding energy back to the grid or not? Is that something that people would want to do or that we should do, or just power our own?
It will be good to send the energy back to the grid that you don't use. Will you need to get approval to do that? Yes, you will.
Are the electric companies giving that approval? Some of them, at least?
Some are, but it is, at this point, an uphill battle.
I understand. Okay.
That will change, along with many other things.
Okay. But it's still worth getting the units to use for your own needs for now?
Do it.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good. What about the Tesla cars? And I understand there's not just the regular car, but now there's an SUV that's available.
They are branching out with their models to provide a wide variety of vehicles. And depending upon what's important to you, you can get it.
Okay. And is it actually environmentally good for the planet? Because you either use gas or you use electricity, or the hybrids, of course, use both. What's most advantageous at this time and in the near future?
Advantageous from what point of view, my dear?
The environment, as well as one's pocketbook.
The most advantageous from the point of view of the environment is walking.
Walking, okay.
Okay?
Yes, I get that.
You did ask.
Yes, I did.
Okay. From a pocketbook point of view, I think you'll find almost all hybrids will do the best job.
Better than the all-electric?
Some of the all-electrics are good, like the Teslas.
And if you're going to drive, what is best for the rather than walk, what is best for the environment?
What is best for the environment is the all-electric vehicle.
All-electric?
Yes.
Okay. So it takes less, and in the future, of course, it'll take practically nothing to create the electricity, the power.
Correct.
To run those cars, and no fuel whatsoever. Okay, that makes sense. Can you tell us the, switching gears now, the role of the Chinese elders and those in charge of the changes about their role with gold, with the SIPS system or the BRIC system, and if the SWIFT system is truly dead or if it's still being used? What's happening with the Chinese and the global banking, basically?
the Chinese are smart enough not to want to have to take care of the financial structures of the entire world. So they are helping the world with the gold. Very smart of them, if you ask me.
I agree. So they're making the gold available one way or another to back the new monetary system?
Correct.
Okay.
All of your financial systems are in the process of change as we speak. You know that.
I know that. And there's progress, right? Progress every day, pretty much?
Very much so, yes.
Excellent.
I am pleased to say.
And we are very pleased to know that we will be able to welcome this openly very soon.
Good.
So, do you see the general public knowing about those banking changes, say, by September or October of this year?
Possibly even late August.
Ah. Okay. And along with that, the necessary political changes, because there won't be the regular presidential election the first week in November?
That will be in the same general time frame, yes.
But it's to be completely different from what people project who aren't in the know, right?
Yes, there is no more business as usual. Things are transforming, things are moving to the better. The light forces have won.
Yes, yay!
And yes, that is a big yay.
And we are so grateful for those who have, many who have given their lives to bring this about at one stage or another.
And yes, there have been many.
Yes, many casualties. We're very appreciative. I certainly am. So the public, since there won't be a regular presidential election as we're accustomed to in the first week in November, certainly by October, the public needs to know that, maybe sooner, right?
Thereabouts.
Okay. Okay, so no more futzing around and delays as much as possible.
Correct.
Okay. The healing modalities that are based on energetic frequencies, there are quite a few of them out there. I have just recently learned of one that is basically a ring. And I'm trying to think of the name. We just visited with a man who's involved with this, something that supposedly is affordable, that can be used for home health. And
Angeli from Hawaii, line one.
Oh, let me stop here and take a call. Angeli? Angeli? Hey.
Welcome. Hello, dear.
Yes, hello. Hi, Venus. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. How are you, my dear?
Oh, not so good. I'm laughing, but I've been having a lot of struggles lately.
And are you ready for it to be over?
I feel like I've been ready months ago. I don't know why. I guess I'm manifesting it to continue, but I don't feel like I want it to be continuing, so I'm not sure why I'm doing that.
Dear, let's be clear. There are no victims. Zero victims. Just change where you place your attention. Place your attention on what you want.
Okay. So, well, for me, I mean, you probably, people who are listening know, I recently stopped an antidepressant I was on, and I had a relapse of the depression. Able to, you know, I tried everything I could to heal it by alternative means and was not able to do so. So I recently restarted antidepressant, and then that's still not helping. So it's kind of hard when you're coming from that place of depression to get yourself out of that energy and focus on what you want. I think that's the biggest challenge.
But you can do it. Yes,
can
is the challenge.
Can you give me some tips on how? I've been trying.
Tips on how. Okay. Meditation will help you a great deal. If you can meditate 3, maybe 5 times a day for at least 15 minutes, is that possible, dear?
I can try my best, but I have 10-hour work shifts, so that kind of gets in the way sometimes. But, I mean, if I do it as best I can, it's going to help, right? It's just that 3 to 5 times a day would be the best.
Yes. Do what you can. It will help.
And so should I try to focus on gratitude, acceptance, stuff like that on these, I mean, in these meditations? I know those are high vibrational feelings.
Dear, this is me, Venus, that you're talking to, so I'm going to tell you to focus on love.
Okay. So things that already cause me to feel love would be the easiest thing.
That would be easy, yes.
So for me, I think that would be animals. Yeah.
Yes,
probably.
Indeed.
Well, so my question, another question, any questions? The depression I have going on, is it a biological thing that I was, you know, like genetics or something, or is it just solely stuff that's buried deep?
It's a chemical imbalance in your body.
Right. But not necessarily one that, I mean, if you've got, you know, emotions, negative thought patterns, stuff like that, those can cause the chemical imbalance, right? It's not like...
Yes, they can. Yes, they can. And
is that solely where mine is coming from?
Yours is coming from an ingrained pattern that you have of being depressed. You do not have to keep that pattern. You can break it. The meditation will help you to do that.
So it would eventually, I would be able to stop the medication if I do this meditation and be balanced and mentally balanced and well.
And full of love.
Right.
That's a key piece. Be full of love.
Okay, so, but for now, it might be helpful for me to just continue the medication probably for a little while and then...
For a little while and then ease off.
Okay. So how is this figure into, I mean, this obviously is a big lesson for me in my life, I'm guessing.
Correct.
How does it figure into my life path? Because right now I feel totally cut off from my what I feel like I should be doing and everything else that's going on in the world because I'm, you know, wrapped up in this.
How does it figure into your life?
Yes.
Is that the question?
Yes. What is?
When what is, you see how to let this go or transform it or move beyond it, however you want to think of that, you will be able to help many others do the same thing.
Okay. Well, that's kind of what I figured.
Good job.
May I ask for your assistance in helping me to do this?
Done.
Thank you. And I have another couple quick questions.
Only two.
So I have... Well, I don't want to hog all the time, you know. Everyone else, I'm sure, has important...
I don't think you have to worry about that, dear one.
Did you come in for me, Venus?
Indeed, I did.
Okay, I thought you probably did. Thank you very much. I very much appreciate it.
You are welcome. My pleasure.
So I have about $20,000 in a 401k from an old job that I need to do something with. And I was just going to roll it over into my new 401k at my current job, but I thought with all the financial stuff that's going on, there might be a better way for me to invest that money. Do you have any recommendations about that?
Do I have recommendations? Yes, I have recommendations. Am I going to
share
them? Am I going to share them with you right now? No.
Oh, it wouldn't serve me at this point.
I didn't say that. I said I'm not going to share them with you right now.
Interesting. Okay. So should I just kind of put that on hold, that decision on what to do with that money, or proceed without an answer?
Give me a day or two to get to you on this.
Okay, how can I expect to receive that message, or am I going to channel it, or?
I will make sure you get it.
I don't really know anything about money, so, yeah, I don't know I Mary knows a lot about it, so maybe for her, I don't know, but.
I will make sure you get the information you need, dear one.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And then the last thing would be that I'm kind of thinking that I want to move back to Kauai from Oahu. And I think that that would probably be a good move for me. Do you see that to be true?
For what purposes?
I think because I felt more connected to spirit there than I do here, a lot more, is one big thing. And I liked the energy of the place better.
It will serve you to do this, but be careful that you're not expecting the place to cause you to change.
Okay.
Because it won't.
Right. Right. So if I go into it, you know, knowing that, then it could be a positive move for me.
Yes.
But if I go into it expecting everything to be wonderful, my life to change, then it could be negative or not good, just not any better.
Since you ask, a total disaster.
Okay. Yikes. Okay, so if I did move back to Kauai, would I be able to manifest a good job there?
I would.
I mean, right now I can't really.
I would manifest the job first if I were you.
Yeah, well, actually, that would have been the plan. Yeah, I just didn't say it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I've already done the moving places without having jobs first thing, and I didn't like that at all. So.
Didn't quite work for you, did it?
No, not at all. But, I mean, right now I'm kind of putting my focus on getting back into balance emotionally and everything. But once I get that in place, I would be able to manifest a good job, like a good pharmacy job there.
Yes, you will be able to do that. But I want to get you to look at something here, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
You are trying to change this depression in your life, yes?
By moving, by getting new jobs and stuff.
Well,
I feel the current situation is contributing to that. So yes, I guess that would be trying to change things that I'm not happy with in my life.
I'm simply wanting you to not change too many things at the same time.
Okay. So it might not be good to think about moving right now. Because if you move, your job has to change too, because it's, you know, these different islands and everything. So
yes, of course
it
does.
It kind of goes hand in hand. But
yes, it does.
So you think I should give myself time before I really look at doing that?
I do indeed.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't be able to focus on manifesting it for a little while anyway, probably. I wouldn't want to scatter my energy, so.
Nope, wouldn't serve you.
But in the future, that might would be something that would be good for me.
It's a possibility then, yes.
Well, if not there, then would there be another place, or I should just stay on Oahu? What would best serve me?
Dear one, it is not the place that is stopping you from doing the work that you've come to do, is it?
No.
Okay. There's a small clue there.
Okay, but it's like I did feel a lot more connected to spirit on Kauai. But is that just, that's not because of the place?
You did indeed.
Because of me?
You
so it
did
seems
feel...
like if you were more connected to spirit, you would be able to serve better.
That's true. And you can help a great number of people from exactly where you're at.
Okay.
Overlook that. Don't overlook that, my dear.
Okay, well, I would have to manifest a different job here then. The current one takes all of my time and energy. I don't have anything left over.
Okay.
Do you have anything else to share with me before I say goodbye?
Love yourself more.
I will do my best.
I would have preferred you say, I will.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your help. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Anjali. It's good to have you
Thank
on
you.
The call. Okay. Let's address, if possible, something that may be helpful to listeners, and certainly a series of lessons in discernment that the host and I are learning. And that is because of the projects and things we're choosing to get involved in and to move forward, that we find that there are some wonderful new people coming into our lives or stepping up, and which is absolutely fabulous. And there are others that are offered opportunities in one way or another, not necessarily directly from us, that are choosing not to move with those. In other words, they look like they're not stepping up at the time. One, is that a valid discernment view? And two, is there anything you can do to suggest to people who are offered opportunities about how to step up in a more effective way if they choose to?
An easy way for anyone to do that more effectively, that is, stepping up, as you say, is to simply look at the situation they're facing and ask the question, what would love do? That'll take you there so quickly, it'll make your head spin.
Ah, that is beautiful. So they may be looking at a situation there that's coming to them that may feel scary or like a stretch, or they don't know how they can do that, or do they have the capabilities, or all those questions that come up. But the real question is, as you say, what would love do?
Correct.
Okay.
And yes, you are enough.
Oh, yes. Yes, I think there's so many people that in one way or another have grown up with the emotional imprint that they aren't enough. They aren't good enough, they aren't smart enough, they aren't capable enough, they aren't whatever.
Correct. And it has served no one.
Exactly.
Nor will it ever serve anyone.
No. Right. Because we're never asked to do something we can't do, right?
Never.
Yeah, the universe just doesn't work that way.
Correct.
So no matter how scary or how big a stretch it looks like, the real question is, what would love do?
Indeed it is.
Okay.
What would love do?
Okay.
Here, with this.
Yeah,
now.
Right now. Right. Okay. Okay. Beautiful. Okay. There's so much going on politically. I don't even want to get into that when we have just a couple of minutes left. But it's true. Is it true that none of the people who are prominent in the presidential circles right now as potential candidates, is it true that none of them will actually end up on a non-existent November ballot, but maybe existing in late November or December?
The governance is in process of being changed. That usual election in November will not occur. And that is okay. Why? Because where you're going to is a much better place, a more honest place, a more fulfilling place, a better place.
Yes, and it's about time, for goodness sakes.
Indeed it is.
We've had enough of the backroom stuff.
I think that many of you have had your, what is the expression, belly full?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
So more and more people are speaking out for their truth, which is wonderful.
Indeed it is.
So ultimately, when we have a paper ballot situation or something that's equally good and truly safe,
you will have an honest system, no matter what the media that is used.
Okay. Okay. That is great. Okay. Well, Venus, thank you so very much for your information, your presence, your contributions, and most of all, your love. We are very grateful.
It is my pleasure, dear one. And please be good to yourselves.
Well, we're going to go out for a celebration dinner tonight.
And that is good.
Yes.
Yes, quite good.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so very, very much, Venus.
My pleasure, dear. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening in. We welcome more questions, more interaction, and anything that will be helpful to you. So, thank you, and have a wonderful, loving, delightful, happy week. See you next week.